One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gents, all good? Is it tonight, boss? Microphone, you hand the microphone, yeah. Evening, we'll have the first press conference will be tonight's game, and then we move on to the preview for the Nottingham Forest game. We have a mic and we also have simultaneous translation. Vinny, can you start?
Jürgen, 9 points from a possible nine. How satisfied are you with what you saw again tonight?
Very, very. Result good, performance good. Especially a lot of really good individual performances, which is nice because important for development. Besides the goal we conceded and the chance. That's interesting. And the chance we gave them, and Trent had this spectacular save. Around that, everything what we expected. Toulouse is a good team. Toulouse is playing football. And we gave them, we put a proper shift in. That's what I wanted. The goals we scored were wonderful. I would say the right players scored the goals. All of them were really, really good. And nothing to complain, really.
Obviously, a win will guarantee passage into the next phase, the knockout phase in the next game against Toulouse. But this is the first time in 32 years that Liverpool have won each of the first 7 home games in a season. So that, on top of the fact that what you've seen tonight and also how you've done in this competition so far, what is all that saying about the strength and depth that you've got within this squad now?
Obviously... I didn't know it and I didn't think about it, but I think I said before, I think it's really easy to fall in love with this team because it's so much excitement in it. We have to make massive steps. We have to grow. We have to get more stable. We have to do a lot of things, but a lot of signs are really promising. That's true as well. And how the team interact with each other is really nice, because we had to, when you talk about a rebuild of a team, then it's all about the things what you see on the pitch, obviously, but it's as to see that there must be a rebuild off the pitch as well, and that's going really well. Players grow into their new roles, if you want, and that's all good, but besides that, nothing really happened. We imagine we wouldn't have won all 3 games in the European League, and everybody would tell me, how can you not, blah blah blah. So it's small margins. That's how it is. But so far it's okay. And before we play Toulouse again, we have 3 games. So there is a lot that can happen between now and then. And I would like to play them all, one after the other, and not making 2 big steps. Good.
Seems that Ryan Gravenberch is putting a big smile on your face as well. And it seemed that he got the biggest hug when he came off the pitch tonight as well. Was that as much for him being able to slot when Nunes hit the post, as well as his overall performance?
Yeah, the goal was immediately before, was it? No. Yeah. I don't know. So, I don't know. I really like him as a boy and as a player. And it's really nice to see how much he starts believing in himself again. That's obviously very important for a young player especially. And so that's cool. Lots to improve, which is it's good news, because everybody sees the good signs and that the potential he has, but there's so much more to come, so that's good. I like a lot of individual performances, but I would like to mention Vataro and Lou, because it's obviously, I'm not sure people think that's spectacular or whatever, but the forward passes he played tonight were absolutely incredible, and how often he broke lines with one touch, that was absolutely insane. Then he scores a wonderful goal, which helps each player, even a more experienced player. So that's really cool. He would have got a similar hug if I would have taken him off, but he had to play through.
I just want to ask you finally, from me anyway, about Darwin, because he scores a good goal.
And he played incredible.
The play before he hit the post, the way he's gone past the defender and rounded the keeper. The calmness is there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's now... Honestly, in this moment, I don't think... I couldn't care less that he hits the post in that moment, because everything before was super convincing, was absolutely clear, was that how he took the defender away, how he passed the goalie. It was a perfect situation. He played really good. The goal he scored, the situation was involved, dropping into midfield, staying on the ball, all these kind of things. So there were a lot of good things. And he is in a good moment, and that's for us obviously important. And so I'm really pleased for him with the performance. And yes, it's a bit of slapstick that the ball goes not in, and then Ryan finishes it off, then it's cool. But I said it before the game, he is a happy boy or man in the moment, and you can see that every day. And you know, we have to make sure that it stays like that.
Any more on tonight's game before we move on?
Hi, Jürgen. Full debut for Luke Chambers, and then two more debuts off the bench. Obviously a proud night for them. How pleased were you with Luke and the others who came off the bench?
Very, it's really nice. So they all deserve it massively. Luke had a long injury, so he had a really good year last year in Scotland. Was a lot of interest there in the summer, but I didn't blink for a second, and I thought, oh, come on, let him go. Because I really think that in the moment, our U23s, when they're all together, that's a super strong side, and that's important as well, and they train with us. And the session we had yesterday, the minus one session, a proper minus one session in the longer period between Premier League and the European League game, then you have a proper session. You don't get that somewhere, this quality and stuff like this. So it's really important that the boys go through that as well. Please for him, he's not... I wouldn't say Luke is in a moment in top shape because of the injury and because of a little setback. But we 100% believe in him and trust him, and I wanted to show that tonight. So on a position, the next one is knocking on the door with Callum. Everybody could see, really exciting player, and a few situations where he was maybe too excited, but a real talent and a real heart for football. And James played a sensational preseason for us. We gave him a new position, put him on the six, and he did really well there because he's very smart and he deserves it well. If Ben Doak would have been available tonight, he would have got minutes, like Bobby Clark probably would have got minutes. So that's how it is. And we should not forget Shirley Kwanzaa, who played again. So a lot of good boys coming up, and it's not enough that I tell them what I do from time to time, not too often, but from time to time. But sometimes you have to show it. Tonight we had the opportunity to do so, and we did, and that's good.
Now we move on to the Forest preview. Just to be clear, all content from this section.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.